you're a regular listener, you'll be aware that I'm trying to improve my memory. I've had a shocking memory, although I've been getting some great tuition from international speaker, best-selling author and grandmaster of memory, David Thomas. Now, David, over the last few weeks, you have been teaching me techniques. How have I been doing?
You've been doing fantastic, Si. You know, considering the raw material that I have to work with.
We are using various techniques, imagination being the key. But last week we looked at the journey technique, whereas you memorise 10 stages on a journey. And following from that, David, you're going to teach us some more this week. What are we doing this week?
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to look at how to memorise what I call a mental notebook. Mm-hmm. Most people, when they have things they've got to remember to do during the day, they just write it down, put it into their PDA or whatever. Because of the unique restrictions of some of your listeners, then that's not always the automatic choice. So to be able to remember how to do those 3, 4, 5 different things that we need to do on a day-to-day basis can really help us all just be a little bit more efficient.
Now, do I get a lollipop if I can remember my 10-stop journey from last week?
Well, that's the first thing. That's the first starting point. So we're going to do this by taking our 10-stage journey.
Right.
I say your 10-stage journey. We're going to use that as the roadmap for doing this exercise. So tell me, what are your 10-stage journey?
I came in through a double electric door, another double electric door. There was a reception. There was a lift. There was the kitchen, double doors, a corridor, studio one, studio two, through a door, into an office and desks.
Fantastic. So what you've now is you've got a template. You've got somewhere to be able to store that information.
Right.
In the same way as we said last night, as a library has got somewhere to store the books. So what we're going to look at now, we're going to look at 10 different things that we could learn that maybe we wouldn't. These are not necessarily things we do every day. And I understand that most people only have 3 or 4 things to do. But what we're going to do is try and use as much of the 10-stage journey as possible. So what we're going to look at are 5 different things that tasks or up to 10 different things, different tasks that we would have to do on any given day.
Mm-hmm.
So let's look at the, give me one task.
Shower.
That's not a task.
That is
something that might, I mean, I've heard that may be something that you maybe need to be told every day. But since you can't give me a sensible answer, Si, I'm obviously going to have to do this on my own. So let's talk about somebody's birthday, all right? Simple birthday card, yeah?
Yeah.
So your first stage is what?
Buying the card.
No, the first stage on your journey.
Sorry. Oh, I do beg your pardon. I'm hard to work with. Electric doors.
So you've got the electric doors. All right, my friend. So imagine you're coming up to the electric doors. Now, these are your electric doors. Visualise electric doors. Mm-hmm. And they're covered in bunting and these streamers and there's a big card outside. It says birthday on it.
Yep.
What's the second task? Give me a second task.
Second task. Getting a present.
Getting a present. So you go inside, and then the second one is your what?
Another set of electric doors.
So another set of electric doors. Now imagine that this piles of presents, all beautifully wrapped with beautiful bows, and everything's shiny, and there's lots of glitter and everything else. But it's different. You know, birthday card at the first one, box at the second.
Mm-hmm.
Now the third one is reception.
Mm-hmm.
So this one is now you're going to the bank. So imagine Scrooge. Mm-hmm. He's sat behind the reception. Imagine he's counting all his money and there's all those money bags there. That reminds you you've got to go to the bank. What's your fourth stage?
The lift. So
the lift.
Yep.
So the next task is you've got to go and exchange your phone. Update your phone. So you're in the lift and you're using your phone. But it's like the Dom Jolly, if you know, for those guys who've ever heard it. It's massive. It's like 6 foot tall and he's going, yes! And you're trying to use this phone and it's making, but you're not getting any reception. You go, I can't get any reception. And you're going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, give me the first 4 things that you've got to do on your list.
I've got a birthday card. I've got to get a present. I've got to go to the bank. And I have to update my phone.
Fantastic. Right, so we'll do 2 or 3 more, just see where it takes us. So the next one is that you've got to go and buy
kitchen.
You've got to go. So the next stage is a kitchen, and you've got to buy a jumper.
Right.
Okay, so you go into the kitchen, and imagine there's a big woolly jumper.
Big stripy jumper.
Yeah, it's stripy. Imagine it's got arms and legs, because animation works really well.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine it's alive, and the jumper's looking at it, and it's talking, and you're going, fancy a brew? Do you fancy a brew, Si? Kettle's on. Don't worry about it. Right, so that's number 5. What is stage number 6?
Number 6 is the double doors.
Double doors. Got to get some photocopying done. So you're going through the double doors. It's a great big photocopier, but it's completely out of control. It's throwing paper everywhere.
Somebody's taking a picture of their backside.
Absolutely, and it's just pictures, loads and loads of photocopies of somebody's derriere all over the double doors. Next one is
another door.
So next one is another door, and you've got to get some light bulbs.
Okay.
Just got to go and get some light bulbs.
So big angle poise lamps.
Elaborate.
Big lamps. The lamps are all bendy with a kind of a lampshade on the top of them, and they're all sort of moving about at the door.
What's the next stage?
Next stage, Studio One.
Studio One. Right, in there, what I want you to do is, you've got to remember, you've got to go and see the dentist. What image have you got in Studio One with dentist?
Dentist chair and the drill, and the screaming drill.
Okay. Exaggerate it.
There's blood and there's a smell of burning teeth.
Smashing. Right, start at the beginning. Tell me what they all are so far.
Okay, I've got a birthday card.
Yep.
Birthday presents.
Yep.
Got to go to the bank.
Yep.
Got to update my phone.
Yep.
Got to buy a jumper.
Yeah.
Got to do some photocopying.
Yeah.
I need to get a light bulb.
Yeah.
And I have to go to the dentist.
Fantastic. Well, since we're nearly finished, we'll do two more. Right, so stage number 9, whatever that is, I want you to remember that you've got to phone a member of your family.
Okay.
Okay. What image would you have?
A picture of my dad.
Picture of your dad. Exaggerate.
My dad standing there with a walking stick, and okay, he's wagging his finger at me.
Okay, cool. And then the last one is, the last one is nice and simple. You've got to send some emails. And actually, let's be specific. You've got to send an email to someone in America, a client, a colleague, friend, whatever.
All right.
So your last stage, email to America. Off you go.
I've got a big computer there, and there's a big American flag above it.
Fantastic.
And it's waving about.
That's all you need to know. Right, now what I want you to do is, I want you to go through all 10 things that you've got to do backwards.
All right, I've got to send an email to America.
Yeah.
I've got to phone a family. I've got to phone my dad, phone a relative.
Yep.
Got to go to the dentist.
Yeah.
I've got to get a light bulb.
Yeah.
I've got to buy a jumper.
Yeah.
No, I haven't. I've got to get some photocopying done.
Go on.
I've got to buy a jumper.
Yeah.
Update my phone.
Yeah.
Go to the bank.
Yeah.
Buy a present.
Yeah.
And get a birthday card.
There you go. So that's the only one we're going to cover on this session, because we're just about out of time. But you see, the really, really interesting thing there is that you even knew when you'd missed one out. I mean, not only are you getting all 10 right, but even when you get 9, you say, oh, hang on a minute, that's where it is. This is the power of the memory. This is what we can truly achieve when we start to use a little bit of structure, practice, technique, and application.
Dave Thomas, you are a grandmaster of memory. If you'd like to get in touch with David, what's the best way to do that?
Email me. I really want to hear from everybody. Every single listener, I want you guys to email me so I can help you a bit further. My email address is david@themotivationspeaker.com. That's david@themotivationspeaker.com. And don't forget, you are what you can remember.